A good friend, man, I've got to know, actually on the air, I don't know that we've ever actually met in person, Congressman Bill Heising. I don't think we've ever met in person, Congressman. But
I don't think we have.
But we've met on the phone lots of times. You know, at some point we'll get together. We'll, maybe we'll, you know, hoist one of those beautiful craft beers made right here in Michigan and, you know, take a moment. Talk about how great
I would highly recommend New Holland, based in the 2nd District. Actually, we got a whole whack of them based here in the 2nd District. So let's just do a little tour, Steve.
And you know what? The New Holland Brewery, isn't that where you get the beer barrel bourbon? I mean, they make something over there that's just fabulous. They make this bourbon out of the old beer barrels, and it's absolutely spectacular, frankly. Yeah, I'm in, Congressman, I'm in. Anyhow, welcome back to the program. Glad to have you here on a Friday.
Hey,
let's talk a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about this outrageous fact that the President of the United States last week says, well, we don't really have a plan. Not really sure. And then he comes out and he's in Europe and he says, well, we need to, you know, attack ISIS and then we need to manage the problem. And I'm thinking, manage the problem. A week or two ago, and on several occasions, he refers to the Islamic State as a cancer. Cancer is something you attack, you eradicate. You don't manage cancer. You attack it. You destroy it if it's possible, because if you don't, it destroys you. Am I missing something here?
Well, no, but the president is, and that's a clear foreign policy is what he's missing. That's our problem in this whole thing. They're either the JV team or they're a cancer. We either have to manage it or we have to destroy them. It depends on which day you're talking to them. And that's the problem. Our enemies don't know what direction we're going, and our friends don't know which direction we're going, and both of those scenarios are a problem.
I just looked up at the flat screen here in the studio, and I saw a map of radical Islam here in America. The number one most likely place for radical Islam to develop in the United States is Michigan in Dearborn, just ranked on the TV in front of me. Here in Michigan, I've talked about this for the last few weeks. I'm not categorizing or, you know, putting anybody in one group. But mathematically speaking, if you've got gentlemen from Minneapolis, St. Paul going to fight for ISIS and hundreds from England and hundreds from France, and we have the highest population of Middle Easterners, Arabs living outside of the Middle East here in Michigan, wouldn't it stand to reason that mathematically speaking, we might be prone to having problems here before other people?
Well, that's clearly a possibility. And you look at not very far across the border, heading due east in Toronto, there is another huge population as well. And we have a very porous border, not only on the south, we have a very porous border on the north. And we have to be very careful. We have to make sure that we are being very diligent. It does get into discussions of where is that line and balance between what our government is doing to track people like that and how they're doing it. It gets far more complicated, as has appeared in the press, when we have our own citizens fighting for ISIS. Public reports have shown 200, 500 Brits, and it may be more than that.
Could be considerably more.
Real issue.
So let me ask you something, because, you know, here's the danger with this, Congressman. We're on the line with Congressman Bill Heisinger this morning from West Michigan, Republican. Here's the problem, and you know it. David Cameron, excuse me, I get my prime ministers confused. David Cameron has said what we need to do is take back the passports where these folks get back from the Middle East, de-radicalize these radical Islamists when they come back to the Middle East, basically quarantine them from the population, if you will. Yeah, I think it's probably a pretty smart idea. At least he's talking about some ways to be proactive instead of just waiting to respond once you get punched in the face. But if you put that idea out here in America, I'm thinking that you'd be called a racist and a bigot and racial profiling and all this PC nonsense would happen until the first coffee shop gets bombed. I mean, is what David Cameron's proposing really very radical?
Well, the British system is very different than ours. I think not only would the PC crowd step in, you would have the civil liberties folks be very concerned about that. I would be concerned about that as well, but could you handle it properly? I don't know. What we need to do, though, is get to these people and figure out why they are being radicalized like that. Are they just simply disenfranchised, or is there something far more than that behind there? But here is something we do know. We aren't even close to hitting the mark here when it comes to dealing with them. And that is going to have ramifications, I'm afraid. As you point out, whether it's big, a big event, or whether it's a small event, they're really not looking for just purely a body count. They're looking for the terror part. They're looking for that intimidation part. We can't let them do that.
Meanwhile, while we talk about that at length over the last couple of weeks, you still have a problem with the southern border being very porous. You have a problem with the, you know, too many scandals to remember. The IRS, you know, now this former employee, the Department of Justice, basically refusing to turn over their whereabouts to Jim Jordan of Ohio. More stonewalling from this administration on important matters. The Internal Revenue Service may be the most feared government agency to most Americans. I'm one of them. Yep. You know, the IRS is behind you. You're having a bad day, and yet they continue to stonewall. What can we do about any of these things?
Well, first of all, we've got to have our voice heard this November, because guess what? We can be talking about it. My friend Jim Jordan can be subpoenaing people. Daryl Issa can be doing all that. But if we don't have partners over in the Senate who are willing to back us up, who are willing to say, hey, we're going to hold hearings on that too. Mr. President, administration, you've got some answers that are some questions that need to be answered. And obviously Harry Reid is not interested in doing that. He's taken the tack that doing nothing is easier to explain than doing something. And that's a very concrete step. But we got to keep the pressure up on them. Because the American people have to say enough is enough.
I agree with that. Congressman Bill Huizinga, I wish we had a little bit more time, but we'll give one more shout-out to the New Holland Brewery right there in your district this morning. It is high quality. It is. Why not? You know, let's promote Michigan-based business. We can do that a little bit along the way.
That's right. Come on down for lunch.
There you have it. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Congressman Bill Huizinga, come on down to West Michigan for lunch. Why not?